USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Anti-violence protests expected to fill the streets of the city of Chicago today, where police are preparing for demonstrators to take over parts of the Kennedy Expressway and likely disrupt traffic from O'Hare International Airport. The protest being led by the Reverend Gregory Livingston, part of the same group that shut down Lakeshore Drive on the 2nd of August. Protesters looking for more economic investment in the west and south sides of the city. 5 days of national mourning are over after the burial of Senator John McCain yesterday, as the motorcade carrying the body to Annapolis was passing through Bowie, Maryland. People gathered on a highway overpass to watch it.
You reflect on all the many emotional moments that people have shared, and you realize this is just one of the great ones.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Police in San Bernardino, California say 10 people have been shot at an apartment complex in that city. Three of the victims reportedly in extremely critical condition, and no arrests have been made at last check. Meanwhile, police say at least 6 people were shot at a teen event in downtown Birmingham, Alabama last night. One teenager hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. A massive dolphin die-off along Florida's southwest coast, now triggering a federal investigation. At least 41 dolphins have been found dead in the month of August, suspected victims of a red-tide algae bloom. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration saying it's considered an unusual mortality event, and it's going to launch a full-blown investigation. The U.S. confirming the death of a self-proclaimed leader of ISIS in Afghanistan. Pentagon officials say he died in an August 25th airstrike. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Parts of the Gulf Coast are under a tropical storm watch for a storm that's brewing in the Caribbean. The system forming north of Cuba expected to strengthen into a tropical storm by later today. And if it does, it will be named Gordon. The storm watch extends from the western border of Florida through Alabama, Mississippi, and the eastern part of Louisiana. They're still looking for 4 people missing after a boat collision on Saturday at the California-Arizona border.
On Saturday night, the Mojave County Sheriff's Department received numerous 911 calls about a major collision of 2 boats on the river.
12 people in the water near Pirate Cove Resort.
Parts of the river are closed as dive teams continue to search for 4 missing people. The crash happened near the Mojave Regional Park, about 29 miles east of Los Angeles. It's a popular recreational spot that was crammed with people for the Labor Day holiday. Investigators believe one boat was heading north and the other was heading south when they hit head-on at about 50 miles per hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And a White House fence jumper is in custody. The Secret Service arresting a man after he climbed over a security barrier at the White House last night. It happened just after 8 o'clock. The person was arrested immediately by Secret Service. No other information's been released by the service. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.